opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the host and are not representative of their employers, spouses, or associates. If you haven't gathered from the title, the language used on the show is akin to that of a high school boys' locker room. Listener discretion is advised.
The advice given in this podcast is worth what you pay for it, which is nothing.
Hello everybody.
Jinx.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another fun-filled episode of the Effed Up Farming Podcast. I'm your host, Royce O'Neill, and with me tonight in the crow's nest is Tyler Martin. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing well.
Are you?
Doing well.
Good. You have a good day today?
Less productive than I'd have liked.
You're telling me about that. Moldy paint kind of gets in the way of shit.
Really slowed down. I was fucking whipping and riding on it until I got to the actual paint portion.
Well, that's the pits. The
kills part, man. Flew right through it.
Well, good. At least you got it. At least you got it primered. Ready to put paint on after pancakes in the morning.
No doubt.
So.
No doubt. How are you?
I'm good. Good.
That's good.
Didn't do much today. Made a stew.
Do you do much any day?
Some days I do more than others.
Okay.
Today was the day I did less than others.
Was today a better day than yesterday?
Hey, yesterday wasn't a bad day. It's windy.
I mean, you got throat punched by a baby calf, but...
Hey, we got that sucker tag, though.
Yep.
It's kind of a grazing punch.
You should probably be prepared to get a little shit talked to you next time you see my dad.
Oh?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I thought it was a funny story. He took it as...
I don't know how to
Royce
hold down a calf.
Got his ass kicked by a day and a half old baby calf. And I was like, I mean, ass kick's kind of a strong word. He just got throat punched.
Yeah, well, I could see how your dad would take it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Tyler, let's roll into our sponsors. Making that money, rolling in cash. We've got Cliff's Farms up there in Hepburn, Saskatchewan. Oldest Hereford breeder in Canada.
By far.
So check them out.
Huge gap between them and the other people's.
They're calving right now. Seen he's having a little trouble with some of them.
Not, well. Which he's not one. Having calving trouble, per se.
No, just trouble with the cows.
I guess he did have trouble with that one calf.
Well,
whenever he was given his CPR PSA about make sure you cover the other nostril.
Oh, I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, that was a Snapchat. It was a long fucking Snapchat, too. Rule one, don't give up. Rule two, when administering CPR, cover the other nostril or, and he, on his glasses, there was calf snot and shit all over. Yeah. That's a good one. That's, well, that's a good one.
Good for Canada for going the extra mile.
Track that fucker down on Snapchat. You'll get some interesting videos.
Yeah, he does have some interesting ones.
Mm-hmm.
That is for sure.
Mm-hmm. Debt paid. Moving on.
All right, we got Mo Cattle Company.
As you've heard, they're not having any calving trouble.
No, we got two big old strong calves.
Two big ass calves.
We thought the first one was big.
No.
The second one can kick his ass.
I like to think that our cows are just that competitive. They're like, you know what? I'm just going to hold on this little fucker for a couple of days.
I'm going to grow him inside.
We can beat that.
It's more efficient to grow one inside than outside anyway, right?
You know, I don't know. I'm going to take your word for that one.
I have no idea. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass.
You're the one with the degree up there for ranch management. I'd assume they'd talked about that. There's got to be a point of diminishing return on that, but...
Well, it's too big to get out of the cow, I think you done...
Yeah, if you got to put a zipper, you fucked up. You have fucked up if there's a zipper on the side of that cow.
Be interesting if that would work, though, if you could put a zipper on the side of a cow.
Oh, you can.
Think about how easy that would calve.
Just zip. Nope.
Zip.
Nope.
Doesn't work that way, huh?
No, I don't think you get to cut too many of them out, Royce.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like an actual zipper.
I'm just saying the innards aren't going to take too kindly to the zippers.
Probably not.
The outers, you could probably put an actual zipper on it. The innards?
I think that's where we're going to run into the problems at, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I could see that. I think so. All right. You want to bring the next one?
Debt paid.
Debt paid. Paying these debts.
Moving on. We've got Meek Club Lambs. Best people, best sheep in the business.
They have the award to prove it.
Gageby, Texas.
Look them up.
Hit them up. Now we have Texas Beverage and Package, the bringers of the booze review for Effed Up Farming.
The official liquor store of the Effed Up Farming podcast.
No doubt. No doubt. And, you know, we say this every week. I mean it. Every week. Go to Groom and buy some fucking bourbon.
Buy bourbon today.
If you hurry up, they've got a very nice barrel selection that you can try out. You need to get there. You need to load up. All right? Load the fuck up. And speaking of loading the fuck up, after you get done at Texas Beverage and Package, Royce, where do we want them to go?
We want them to go to Ballard Guns in White Deer, Texas.
Great people, great guns, fair prices.
Extremely fair prices. If he doesn't have it, he is going to bend over backwards to find it for you.
No kidding.
I mean, he's a go-getter.
They're hustlers.
So look up Kerry Ballard at Ballard Guns.
Three guns I bought. Three, four, something like that, came from Ballard's Guns. I have not bought a gun from anywhere besides Ballard's Guns since they opened.
Well, that's good. Glad you're loyal, Tyler. I don't think I have either. I really don't think I have.
I haven't.
So
I'm real sure I haven't.
Awesome little gun shop there in the edge of White Deer. Go check them out. New sponsor.
Look them up. They're on Facebook. Go to their website, ballardsguns.com.
Now that we're through with that, Tyler, is your throat a little dry?
It was dry when we sat down, Royce.
Well, why don't we open this fine Penelope bourbon, barrel strength, straight bourbon whiskey, selected by the Texas Beverage and Package Store, Private Select. This little number is 117 proof. Aged 4 to 5 years, batch number 41.
Good color.
Very, very beautiful color. A nice dark. She's got good legs on her.
A little sweet on the nose? Not really. I would say that's actually kind of more of a leathery on the nose.
Yeah, I would agree with your leathery. A little dusty.
And for the record, we've both been kind of mouth breathers this week.
Yeah. So we may not pull everything out of here that some people would.
I'm getting sweet leather.
Yep. No, I'm gonna agree with you on that. You know, for 117,
it's kind of
for 117 proof. I'm not getting that much alcohol off of it.
No, not that much. It's almost got like a little bit of like a citrusy. Just something like really crisp and refreshing type note on the back end.
I would go
there.
with a citrus, almost
not
like
entirely
a
sure citrus is right, but
almost like a peel, like
a lemon peel.
Yeah, a lemon peel. Or
you
a,
see that? Just a nice, you know, you get that leather and the sweet, it's subtle, and then you get that nice crisp note right there at the.
Maybe just a hint of an orange peel.
Okay.
Every once in a while, I'm thinking orange.
So good.
For 117 proof, that is dangerously smooth.
It's very smooth. Still picking up that leather. I get like almost some dark chocolate richness out of it.
I would agree with that. It's got a very nice mouthfeel to it.
And you pick up a touch more of that orange. It almost tastes like the dark chocolate oranges that you get at Christmas time.
Yeah. No, I'll go with that. You definitely pick up the orange more and tell that it's... That is the citrus that it is, I think.
So good. Very oily. Great mouthfeel.
Just very tasty. That is a good one.
It's a nice warm feeling. It's not so much a burn. It's just a nice gentle warming feeling going down.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a little hot on your tongue.
Just kind of right in the middle of your tongue.
Yeah, but other than that, it doesn't numb the mouth too much. Like you would think 117 would. I bet
you keep
would.
Drinking it, Will.
Oh, I bet so. I bet I'll be tongue-tied here in a little bit. All right.
I'm also getting some oak. Not a whole lot of oak.
It is not overpoweringly.
But the oak really just kind of wraps everything.
It blends together very well. That is a Penelope has done it again, and so has Jared, for that matter. You know, this is the second pick that he's had, or that he's picked that just.
Yeah,
did
yeah,
an awesome
no, for
job.
Sure. 110%. Royce, what are you going to score that at?
I'm going to give it an 8.2.
That's a bold score.
I think that's that
good. Bold score for a bold whiskey. I was thinking 8. I think I'm just going to stick with my 8.
Yeah, that's fair. I started out as an 8, but the more I thought about it, I was like, no, that's an 8+. An 8+.
It's certainly delightful.
It is very good. Did not quite squeak out the Doc Swenson's. But that's neither here nor there.
But that's, you know, the Doc Swenson's had a bit of an edge on that because it was a fancy barrel.
That is true.
I mean, I think it brought out a little bit more of the sweetness and the, you know, the stuff that we like in our bourbons.
But this is still a very good contender.
There sure ain't nothing wrong with a fucking 8.
We've had a whole lot less than 8 or lower than 8s than we've had above 8. So this is a 28% corn, 37% rye, and 35% wheat bourbon.
No, I can see that because, you know, there's a little bit of...
You get a little spice.
A little bit of that ryeness from it.
And a little bit of the wheat, too. That's a... It's just delightful. Thank you, Jared.
Yes, thank you, Texas Beverage and Package, for this fine selection. Very good.
So everybody go pick you up a bottle of that.
It's got a pretty little red ribbon around the bottom of it there.
You know, he did pick a cool logo.
He did.
It looks good on a bottle.
He did. It looks nice. Really put the gaze because it's kind of sharp. Knows what he's doing.
Seems like it.
Knows what he's doing. The only thing that might be questionable is getting hooked up with us. And you know, I hate to even bring it up. But neither here nor there. Too Thank late. You, Texas Beverage and Package. We're hooked. We're committed. We're doing this. Okay, so we got that done. Royce, what are we going to do next?
Let's go ahead and kill the day, Tyler.
Okay, go ahead. Hit it up.
All right. Well, I meant to bring this one up last week because it kind of fit with what we were talking about, but I'm going to bring up Gallo del Cielo
by Tom Russell.
I have $27 and the good luck of your picture framed in gold. Tonight I'll put it all on the fighting spurs of Gallo del Cielo. Lord, then I'll return to buy the land Pancho Villa stole from father long ago. Outside of San Diego.
So that's a fun tune.
That is the first time I've heard that version of it. That's a little slower and a little sadder than what his normal version is. But he sure does make it sound a lot more romantic to go chicken fighting than what it really is.
I've thought about this a long time, Royce.
Okay.
I think you went to a bad cockfight.
Is that what it was?
Remember the show Eastbound and Down?
Yeah.
Kenny, and what was his little sidekick's name?
Oh, shit, yeah. What was his? I can't think of what the guy's name was, but.
Well, that's going to bug the shit out of me. They looked like they were having a fucking excellent time every time they went. They fought the shit out of that chicken.
I had forgot about that part.
Yeah. Before he went to playing pro ball.
Yep. No, I had forgotten about that part when they were living down in old Mexico.
Yep. Anyway, that's a good tune. Love Tom Russell. Fucking love Tom Russell. And I'm going to bring up the pace a little bit here. I noticed you're trying to bring everybody down, get them nice, calm, cool, put him to sleep. Not me. I'm going upbeat this week, Royce. I'm going with Falling With Style by Jason Bolan and the Stragglers.
Bring it on.
Aspirin, but your headache remains. It's gonna be alright in a matter of time. The dirt is gonna yield and the poem's gonna rhyme. It's gonna be alright, might take a little while. Cause flying ain't nothing, just falling with style.
So there's you a nice old blast from the past. 2001.
Hard to believe it was that long ago.
Oh, it's just a blink of the eye, Royce. A blink of the eye.
It has not been long.
No. I remember 2001 like it was yesterday.
Do you really?
It's really 7 to about 15 that gets a little fuzzy for me. And then... say 2019 to now, that's a little blurry.
At least one night a week.
No, pretty well all the way through. Doesn't seem like we've made it all the way through those years. It's that whole pandemic time everybody's always talking about.
Terrible time.
Terrible times to be alive. But you know what, Royce? It's going to be all right in a matter of time.
Here we are. Here we are.
Okay, so you're going to talk about the new Moe Enterprises purchase? Investment?
I mean, we can if you want to.
Why not? You got it pulled up.
No, I didn't.
Well, you kind of did.
No,
it's right there. It's pulled up.
Oh, are we investing in the wacky waveable...
Well, I figured we would.
...arm robot? I didn't know that it was an investment.
Well, we got to have one, Royce.
We got to have
one. It's to protect the employees and the workers.
Yeah, you know...
I'm question it. How well it works, okay? And just to paint the broad strokes of this, what we've got here is, what was the name of that? R2?
The wacky waving cattle-herding arm flailing robot.
No, what's the fucking name of it? It says right there on the video. I don't know. It says it on there at some point. It is a remote control car. With two arms.
R2D Moo.
Yes, that's what it was. So they've got two arms on there.
Well, just really two
it's arms. Poles. They're arms, man. But they've got trash bags tied to the deals. And it yells, come on, get up.
Go on.
And they're using it to push cows through a lot. And they say that they do that for the safety of the animals and, more importantly, the workers. Okay. Which, yeah, okay, that seems all right. When's the last time you saw a guy running cattle through a chute wearing a fucking flak jacket and a hockey helmet?
I mean, it looks like he's getting ready to ride that bull that they're trying to push.
Oh, that's a fucking full-on hockey setup there.
I mean, bull rider outfit for sure.
I don't know. It seems like just a real pain in the ass. The only cool job on this one is going to be if you're the guy that gets to hang out on the catwalk and run the remote control.
Right. Because, it really gives you something to hide behind, because if something comes around that robot, they're going to be pretty pissed.
Oh, they're going to.
I think they're not going to be happy with you.
They're going to smack you right in your chest plate.
Yeah. So maybe that's why they're wearing it, for the ones that come back by, while they've got body armor on.
I don't know. And everybody's wearing hard hats. Like, what the fuck kind of outfit is this?
They're at Cargill. It says on there that's... So, I mean, they're at a processing plant.
And you notice that apparently the trash bags on the buggy whips is a big deal because everybody's got one.
Yeah.
That's not just for the machine.
It's everybody. Well, none of them get to use hot shots anymore. It's like
they're replacing hot shots with trash bags?
I guess.
I think I'd rather have the little rattle deal.
The rattle paddle?
The rattle paddle.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I mean, we've got a whip flag, and it works all right.
Yeah, but that's a flag, not a fucking 50-gallon trash bag that you're having to flip around all the time.
Well, I mean, I guess your flag wears out. What are you going to replace it with?
A new fucking stick? Hit them with it? I don't fucking know.
How high do you want beef prices to be if Cargill has to replace a flag or a
trash
stick?
Bags can't be cheap. And you know that they're blowing off and things are eating it and killing it. They got death loss out of that shit. They're not saving a fucking dime. And on top of that, they got a fucking $275,000 machine to push their fucking cattle through the lot.
Probably. That's probably not a cheap piece of
equipment. We're not talking about fucking economic savings on this deal, Royce. Not even in the...
Because that is a pretty stout robot that they've got there.
Well, yeah. Bring that son of a bitch out and work cattle with your granddad's cows one day, and this thing's gone. No more.
You don't think it's going to make it through it, huh?
No. I think they're just going to kill that piece of shit.
I don't know. That said, it's pretty beefy.
It kind of looks like they built that out of a shredder.
That's what I was saying. It looks a lot like a mower.
Three-point shredder that they put a mower engine in through the... I wonder if the flails are still on there. Because, I mean, if it will flip up, that'll stop a cow.
Right.
that'll put her down. No more problems out of that bitch.
Get her in. Get her cleaned up, boys. Done half your job for you.
Oh, boy. No more head on that bitch. That's for sure. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I got to do, because they're probably dealing with lots of cows that keep trying to come back, run people over, trying to make it a little easier, trying to get rid of another person.
They've got a guy following behind it.
But did that take the place of two people in the alley?
Probably not. Just learn how to close gates behind you.
In front of you. As you go, you work the gates.
That would be behind you.
Yeah.
Not in front of you. Close the gates in front of you. The cows can't go through the gate.
That's true. I didn't do a very good job describing what I was trying to say.
Well, I don't see any way that this saves us any time or money.
No, probably not. But the Cargill guys look pretty happy with it.
And on top of that, for what they're paying, what Cargill's probably paying them guys, they probably have 6-8 old boys out there chasing cows instead of... And on top of that, you've got the two guys, because you got the safety spotter, and you've got the guy running the remote control. You've got the guy that has to walk behind it. That's three guys right there. You tell me three guys can't run a fucking pit of cows up in the house?
You'd like to think they could. You'd like to think
they're fucking armored up like they don't even have to worry about getting stomped.
It's a fair point, Tyler. That is a fair
wasteful
point.
And lazy.
That's one way to put it.
They'd be better off running the silencer gates. Just set them up a tracker on top of it.
Right?
I don't remember what they call those. But
I can't remember either. The silencer and matic tub gate.
No, I wasn't talking about the tub gate. I was talking about the hydraulic gate that pushes behind them and gets them through the snake.
Was it hydraulic? I thought it was still pneumatic.
Whatever it was. I don't know. I'm just, you know what I'm saying.
The only time I saw one of those setups in person was at a research farm. And apparently that pneumatic, at least the tub gate.
You're talking about the turret gate.
Yeah. Didn't have enough oomph to actually push them. So they just strung a piece of hot wire along it. Plugged it in. So that worked like a charm.
Seems like that would work until they start jumping over it. Or jumping over the tub to get away from the hot wire on the gate.
I think it's tall enough that we're going to have trouble doing that.
You'd have to get some of them good Mexican tiger strap cows.
I'm not saying there aren't ones that can't do it. Just saying not every cow is going to be able to jump over that, because it is a taller set of pins.
I bet the old hell bitch could get across her.
I bet she could.
Bitch had some up.
She did. She didn't have a lot of stop to her either.
No.
Or bluff.
No. No bluff. No stop. All go. Go and up.
Well, she knew where she was going. She did not want to go there.
Well, you know, she was actually pretty easy to deal with after we got her fat enough she couldn't jump. The best tasting steaks I've ever had.
What a terrible,
you
terrible
got, you got the though. Satisfaction of knowing you were eating her, and they were just marbled out the ass.
They really were.
She
good.
Had plenty of time to fill her genetic potential. Okay, moving on. What else you got, Royce?
All right, I wanted to talk about this piece of property up in South Dakota that I was showing you.
Talking about Mo Enterprises' other expansion opportunity.
Yeah, 34,000 acres just outside of Pierre, South Dakota.
And where is that at in South Dakota?
Central.
Okay.
Like, I think Pierre's just about dead center of the state.
Okay. I knew it was like middle, but I couldn't remember if it was like north or south one way.
But Caitlin was saying it gets to be pretty desolate, harsh country over there.
It'll be great.
Like, you're not into the Badlands yet, but you're right next to them.
That's where we want to be, living on the edge.
But anyway, this is...
TP and a four-wheeler. I don't know what else we need.
Blankets right now, Tyler. Lots of blankets.
Well, that's in the teepee. Okay. Well, you can build a fire in a teepee.
Well, that's true.
How the fuck you think the Indians made it out here in the wintertime? Or up there for this fucking matter?
It's going to be fucking cold right now.
It'll be fine.
Say we wait till spring to get up there.
Well, it's going to take us to spring to get up there to move the herd.
I think we can put them in a trailer.
We've been over this, Royce. We're going to free graze them all the way to this piece of property that they apparently can't grow any crops on, which that's going to be problematic. Perhaps we ought to, either one of us or somebody else might have to go up there and get the lay of the land, try to get something, some groceries for whenever we get
there. What I was fixing to say, because apparently they did not take their...
The old mow board we were talking about the other day apparently did a number on this shit.
Yeah, no, they didn't take the advice they were supposed to farm this organically, and they just really destroyed the soils.
Yeah.
And they didn't plant any of their cover crops like they were supposed to, or... Well, it wasn't really ones cover they, crops.
The
it was
ones that, well, they tried to plant wheat.
Yeah, they wanted wheat across the board.
That's a cover crop.
Well, they were taking it for cash.
The problem is the shit wouldn't come up, or it wouldn't grow.
Because they had it so powdery.
Yeah, because they didn't no-till into their alfalfa or leave any shelter belts or anything. They fucking mow board.
Did they mow board it?
I think they did.
They I didn't know if they mow boarded
it. Said they
or,
deep plowed it.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it was a mow board. But anyway, mow board, drill wheat.
Well, that's a bad combination in a dry country.
Not going to be what you want.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm 90% sure that was a big cause of the Dust Bowl.
That's a big part of it. Big part of it. They showed a picture in that article about the dirt piled up on the side of a barn all the way to the top, drifted in that part of the world.
No joke. I didn't see that picture.
Yeah. I don't remember. It was somewhere. I did some research trying to see what we were getting ourselves into. Okay, look, it's going to be a tough deal. Okay. But they got to be leasing it cheap.
You would think so, because I'm not entirely sure which outfit owns it. It's a investment group.
Yeah.
That just leased it to somebody or contracted to General Mills or something. And didn't work out real well for anybody.
Well, I think this outfit that owns it now bought it from somebody because they lost their ass from the fiasco.
Okay, see, I hadn't heard that it had changed hands again.
Well,
I think that it wasn't working for General Mills' contract.
Yeah, or perhaps they bought it and then they went for the General Mills contract and that's not when it worked. But this outfit isn't like original owners of the property.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which also lends credence to the fact of, you know, they deep plowed 34,000 acres.
In central South Dakota where everybody said, you can't do that.
Fucking killing it.
You can't do that. And they said, hold my beer, watch this. And come to find out, they could do it. It just didn't work real well for them.
You know what I'm curious about?
What's that?
How did they get a stand of alfalfa for the 3 years that they were going to organic?
Did they get a stand of alfalfa?
They said they did.
Oh, that's right. Because they did farm alfalfa. Because probably they just no-tilled it in. You can get a stand of wheat.
You can't get a stand of fucking alfalfa that easy.
That's true.
You've got a six-day window to get alfalfa up, and that ground has to be wet for 6 days.
You know, Tyler, that's a fair question. It is a fair question that I do not have an answer to.
Well, hell. I guess we'll ask them whenever we get up there.
There you go. Surely there'll be somebody around that knew.
I bet so. We'll have time to talk.
Maybe we need to go up there and then take cattle up there in 3 years.
Well, then who's going to watch the cows, Royce?
Maybe you need to go up there. And I'll bring
in
the cows
in 3 years' time. I'm supposed to be dead. You hold me back and buried. All right?
No, that'll be the second trip.
We're lonesome dove in this thing, except for where Gus was going to. I wouldn't have mind hanging around. Where we're going to, I think that's going to be a nice sweet release.
Right? This is more like the country they passed on the way up there.
It's about where old Dietz died.
Yeah.
Might actually be there. Where did Dietz die?
I thought Nebraska.
I don't think it was. Maybe it was. Who knows? Who knows?
See, I'm not entirely sure of the route they took to get up there.
It seemed a little winding.
Because, yeah, I guess they could have gone up and then over.
Yeah.
So that could be where he died.
I don't know. They had Indians up there, so, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, Tyler, what else you got to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Not a whole lot. I had something. To be honest, I thought that was going to take longer than it did.
Yeah, it kind of petered out.
Really did. That's what happens when we talk about something for 2 fucking weeks.
We didn't talk about it that much.
Okay, it was just a solid couple days.
Just the plan to get up there and how we were going to fill the quota of people and who was taking the falls and how upset they were going to be when it wasn't actually the way they died on Lonesome Dove, but also the fact that they were dying because their character died on Lonesome Dove.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
We're not going to be able to tell anybody. All right, we are literally lonesome doving this. And you, sir, are taking Dietz's place.
We might should have mentioned this when we picked you up back there in Kansas, but here we are in South Dakota. It's time for you to die. We didn't make the rules, bud.
So
take this up with Larry McMurtry.
I'm going to need you to walk up, pick up that small Indian boy, and take him. Take a spear to the chest.
Fair enough. I'm going to change the subject.
All right.
This is going to be a bit of a topic.
A bit?
So the other day you were asking me my thoughts on the kid playing Farm Simulator.
Okay.
To buy farmland.
We're back on this. Okay.
We're not back on this.
Oh.
Very similar topic though.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this. I spend a lot of my evenings on Instagram scrolling reels after everybody goes to sleep, or, you know, whenever I wake up 2 hours for everybody else, I'll scroll through the reels.
Okay. It's an easy way to kill time.
I don't know how my algorithm gets to this point, but there was like 3 days that all I got was girls promoting their porn sites, talking about how much farmland they have bought or how they had saved the family farm.
What?
Yes.
So I ran into one like that the other day.
Oh, really?
But it was a girl that was farming and ranching and taking photos while she was doing it. And, like, I can't remember where she was. There was snow on the ground, and she was in short coveralls or overalls.
Okay.
That's it. Putting out, hey.
The most interesting one I saw was this girl in, I think, New Zealand. And I'm not going to promote it. I don't know if a bunch of people are going to be upset about that, but you can probably find her if you look hard enough.
So that's
but it's
why
this chick in New Zealand that, you know, she has this deal talking about, you know, she pulls up to this gate. This is my new piece of property that I bought. And everybody around town saying, hey, you shouldn't be buying land right now. You're just going to go broke. You're never going to be able to raise the cattle to support that or whatever. And then she says, yeah, that's what OnlyFans is for. How do you feel about that?
I mean, they're hustling.
That's hustlering.
I mean, yeah.
That's for sure.
I mean, more power to them.
And also, what kind of fucking degens are paying, like, I don't know, $8 to watch a girl do stuff in a tractor?
You know, that's a good question.
Like, I mean, like, what's the dollar value that you would be willing to pay to see something like that? Single man. No family.
Oh, man. I don't know, but I know, like, currently, zero. Well,
yeah, zero, obviously. That's you're just going to find it on the free sites.
I don't know.
I don't think there's ever been a point in my life where I was going to pay any dollar amounts to watch people do stuff on the farm.
That's what I was going to say. I've never paid.
Because the whole time, I know the way my mind works. Like, let's say we're in the hay barn. I'm thinking, oh, she's going to be itchy tomorrow.
Don't do that on a hay pile. What?
But it seems like there is, it's not like isolated incidents.
Yeah.
It, apparently like there's said, like hundreds to a thousand. I don't know how many of them there are out there.
Well, and we were talking about this a couple months ago.
I think back during harvest. Here?
No, but just me and you talking about it because you had found that one that
this
girl out in the cornfield. And like, how does her dad feel about that? Because she was farming with her dad.
Well, I think all these girls were on the family farm. Like, they might be expanding the family farm. And apparently that one old gal, we were talking about her, she was doing it because apparently their farm was about to go under.
Yeah.
And she's like, I got this.
I got
this. She pulled the old fancy don't let me down.
I mean,
and that's another deal. Are we getting into, is this like a sex trafficking type deal? Like, maybe not trafficking so much, but like, is her daddy her pimp? It's like, hey, girl, we got bills to pay.
Yeah, you know.
Or is this just like voluntary? Because like, if it's just, she's just trying to do this, okay, that's one thing. But if her father is like, no.
Now, see, that's a whole nother level of creepy, you get that.
Uh-huh.
Because it's, that is wrong on so many levels, but.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm anti-farm girl porn because we don't know how many cases there are of her daddy doing shit like that, but 100% I'm against it.
You know what?
One
you
put it is that too way, many.
You just changed my mind. I am also dead set against it.
Yeah.
Because you're right. One is too many.
Way too many.
That's just... But for the girls that aren't forced into it?
I'm still against it.
I mean, I'm just saying good for them.
Well, good for them. You got some tries, some
for
hustle.
For being entrepreneurs but, in that.
I mean, if you had... Because it seems like at a certain point, you're not going to have time to get your chores done.
Is that saying more about what they're doing to get farm ground? Or that they have to go to that extent to be able to expand their operation?
Look, we all know farmers are whores. And I don't necessarily mean that in a negative way. But I can tell you right now, there's a lot of days if I pull up in a pickup and I've got a case of beer and I've got a bunch of caps, oh, hell yeah. People are all about spending time with Tyler all of a sudden. Farmers are whores. Apparently.
You can buy our attention.
Yes.
That is.
But that, I don't know. This seems wrong. I don't like the message that it sends towards the industry.
Yeah. No, you're
right. And
it
might be more isolated than we think, but. It just seems like there's a lot of them.
Well, we just named three real easy, just right off the bat.
Yeah.
Without even looking into it, that we had found
completely fucking random. Yeah. Like, it was hilarious. One day, I'm looking through my Instagram reels, and it's all pictures of, like, border collies doing agility trials and stupid shit. Next thing I know, I got girls in tractors.
Right.
The wildest fucking thing.
You know, the internet is just a crazy, insane,
it's a
lawless
fucking
place.
Cesspool.
It's terrible. It is going to be the downfall of mankind.
I'm starting to think so.
So much potential for good, and all it
Everybody
is
uses
being
it
used
for
just nudie pics and feet pics, I guess. That just reminds me of one of the reels I saw the other day. Girl comes in and says, "You know, I just got back from the bank in." Man, all of our debts are paid off, our mortgage, all of our credit card notes, everything. Everything's been paid off. Do you know what happened? She's talking to her husband, and he's like, no, I don't know what happened. And he's sitting on the bed, and she jumps on the bed next to him, and laying on her belly and kicks her feet up, and he kind of looks at her and just starts taking pictures of her feet.
I don't know that I'm okay with that.
Well, I'm not, but it's the funny part of people are willing to pay that much money for foot pics, apparently. I don't know. I've never
Boy,
been
I bet
into...
I could get a premium for my wife's goofy clown feet.
You know, if they go by the size.
Paying by the inch. $12 a pic. I like it. I gotta go. I got things to do.
All of a sudden, our cow budget just went up.
Substantially. I don't need no fucking lottery winnings. I got feet picks.
All right. Well, that was a topic.
Yeah, it was.
I was
hesitant to bring it up, but it's been on my mind. I wanted to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. No, I was on the fence, but after that discussion, I am steadfast against it.
Okay. Okay. Well, there you go. Onward and upward. What else you got there, big cat?
I Okay. Here's a question, Tyler, in sales. What are you looking for people to be doing right now? We need to be booking fertilizer. We need to be booking seed.
Fertilizer, seed, spraying, fucking just everything.
Time to start getting busy.
Just fucking do it. Quit sitting on the fence and let's move on.
Prices trended down lately on things?
Yeah, kind of flat. Not a lot of up or down either way, really, if you want to get down to it.
But they had been down a little bit before that, right?
Yeah, they definitely have come down. They're just...
hadn't moved.
Not a lot of movement, not a lot going on.
Which not a lot of people doing much yet, but we're getting closer to that time.
You see, I saw a guy spreading fertilizer today.
Really?
Yeah.
We had a neighbor spreading last week.
2 weeks ago?
Something like that.
Lots of compost going out. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it. If you're going to strip till, you might as well get after it.
Yeah, if you're going to strip till,
any kind of rain or snow or whatever, it's just like, I mean, you talked about the other day, like it needs to be done.
Yeah,
like,
no, if you're going to be strip tilling, you need to have anything you're going to have spread done now so you can go ahead and get your strip tilling done.
Yeah, so, you know, that's I don't know, there's weeds coming up. We catch snow, I think there's going to be a bunch of weeds up.
I can see that.
I don't know how the fuck the weeds are coming up.
You know, when we turned calves out, there was bindweed still alive.
Yeah, not surprised.
So
it only got cold for, what, 2 weeks in December?
But it got damn cold.
Yeah, but it was just 2 weeks in December. Bindweed's tough.
That is true.
Bindweed come back.
Always does.
You just froze the top off.
Apparently.
You naturally paraquatted it.
Well, I mean, I didn't. God did, but...
Well, okay. That's fine. That's fine. That's fair. I'll let that go. I don't really know. There's lots of different ways you can go about doing things. I think spraying would be a good idea. Go ahead. Get out some pre. You know you got some weeds. You're not that worried about the weeds right now, but go ahead and spray some. Get your fertilizer slung. For sure, be getting your fertilizer booked or talked about. Have the conversation. Seed probably needs to be booked, depending on what you're growing. Starting to get a little tight, like me and you talked about the other day.
Yeah.
There are certain hybrids, varieties that are getting cut, short, this and that. Apparently the sorghum world's going fucking crazy.
No joke.
At a local level.
We need to have a conversation when we get off the air here then.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You told me that yesterday. Okay. That's why I said it's a local sorghum population.
Okay. Oh, I'm with you now.
Called Sorghum Jesus. Get some insight on that.
I don't think he has it anymore, bud.
No, but it would be, I bet he still knows. Yeah, that's about all I've got on that.
Okay.
I do have something else that I've been saving here on the back page. What the fuck does that one mean? I gotta start taking better notes. Snails? Oh, hey, snails in Australia. That's what it was. Have you seen all those pictures?
No. Apparently, I saw a picture of a 6-pound frog that they caught.
Oh, fuck around.
Like, it looked like a fucking turtle. Like a big turtle.
Right? Okay, so, you know, Australia, New Zealand down there, they've been doing lots of wheat harvesting.
Okay.
Maybe not so much now, but like maybe a month ago, a couple weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, fair enough.
Lots of wheat harvesting. And apparently, there's portions down there that they get these little tiny snails. Like, there's round snails, then there's conical snails. And they're a Mediterranean type of snail. I don't know exactly where they came from. They said it was from like hauling lime from the Mediterranean, which makes sense.
Okay.
They
got a lot of problems that they hauled into Australia, like the frogs.
Kind of the dumping ground. Kind of the dumping ground.
It seems that way.
But they don't have rabies. Let me see if I can really find this picture. Yeah.
Did not know that.
Here's a picture for you.
Wow.
Those are snails on wheat.
They look like just little nodes all over them.
Yeah, they're little bitty snails. They run snail crushers, apparently. And I meant to look up exactly what a snail crusher is and where you put it. I think, based on one picture that I saw on the interwebs, that it goes like at the bottom of the feeder house. And it breaks those shells up. And they're little bitty snails. But you got to figure that that has got to be just hell on moisture.
You would have to think...
You're throwing a slimy little snail through a fucking combine. Like, it's got to slick up your fucking, your sieves and all that, doesn't it?
I don't know if it'd stick them up. Depending on how sticky they are. Depends on how sticky they are.
The rate that they were going through there, though, there was like 50 fucking snails on every piece of wheat.
Here's one. Kingsway Welding produces a single and double snail roller capable of crushing up to 80 tons of snails per hour.
But where do you put it?
Let's look and see. Let's go down this route. Oh, you just, those are just rolling over the top of them.
Oh, that's different. That's different. Well, I bet you smash some fucking snails on that son of a bitch, though.
Right? Snails in a harvest. Avoiding snail or chemical contamination. Huh. Now, this is snail crushing rollers in combination with grain cleaners. God, look at all those things. It is nasty.
So it's running out in front of the combine. Excuse me, the header, as they call them down there.
Like the whole piece of equipment?
It's a header.
Is it a header?
It's a header.
A header. Okay. Header. All right.
Header and a chaser cart.
Gotta have the chaser cart. Crazy what other people have to deal with.
And you know those guys don't share a thing. We just needed one more fucking thing to deal with. So this seems to be like a dislodger brush type deal that runs out in front of the reel. And then there's another one above that that's a little different.
I wonder how much header or head shatter you've got because of that.
Well, Royce, if you're running brushes through wheat, you're going to put some fucking grain on the ground. But the thing is, you're not having to run fucking snails through the machine.
That's true, because I'm like you. I think you're going to have a moisture problem. Plus the contaminants. I mean, you're gonna crush those snails when they get into the feeder house and the other working parts of the combine. And then how do you get that cleaned out of the grain?
Fucking carefully.
Because that's going to be just like little sand in there.
The damnedest thing.
Right? This one doesn't have any pictures.
And they're not very big. They look like, the picture I saw was, they look like they're about the size of a piece of wheat.
Yeah.
Like a big piece of wheat.
Most of them. I think there's some that are a little bigger than that, but most of them, that's weird. Makes me glad I don't farm in Australia.
No shit.
On top of everything else trying to kill you, now you got fucking snails in your wheat.
Seems like it's almost not worth it.
Right?
You know, it's like if there was one more fucking thing involved in this, we're just shutting it down. And then all of a sudden you get snails.
Not bad enough that you got to deal with a drought that's bad enough. That guy we were sitting next to at the seed meeting the other day said, oh yeah, they don't even use the word drought in Australia anymore.
It's just normal. It just that, doesn't rain here.
And I think it was a quote, that word just dried up and went away.
Oh, what a funny little bastard.
So you've got nothing but drought. You've got toads that just wipe everything out. Everything down there tries to kill you. Even the kangaroos.
I don't.
Now you got snails in your grain.
I'm wondering if they got their dingo problem under control.
From what I understand, they have cordoned off a part of Australia.
Yes, I told you that. The dingo fins. So it's like they just gave that to them. But I'm curious if, because I meant to follow up on that and I never did. I'm wondering if they just gave that part to the dingoes.
Just let them have it.
Or if they like fenced them off.
The dingoes. And they're like, all right, baby,
we're going to deal with the dingoes over here. We'll take care of them and then we'll go take back that other portion.
And in the meantime, before they get that under control, now they've got fucking snails.
The dingoes probably still have that little corner of Australia because they're like, it's fucking snails. I swear it's fucking something new every day.
It's always something.
It's like, all right, Royce, you're going to go shoot some dingoes. I'm going to try to figure out this fucking snail problem. We'll call somebody else to go catch the damn frogs.
What a hell of a time to be alive in Australia.
We'll not ever get in a fight with an Australian because they have got to be the, if not the actual physically toughest, they are the mentally toughest people in the world if they can deal with all this bullshit down there.
Especially the farmers.
Yeah.
God.
I bet it's hard to get under their skin.
Oh, I bet once you do, though.
Or they might just, it might just be like the tiniest thing. They're just flying off the fucking trigger. I don't know. I don't know. If you're from Australia or New Zealand, and you happen to be listening to this, we would really, really, really like some insight
on what your life's like down there.
Why? I'm really curious about this. The dingo family. Okay, we've got somebody in Australia. And New Zealand. One of y'all reach out to us on Facebook. We want to talk about this.
We want to hear about the dingo fence, about the snails.
And if you got time to talk about toads, we'll do it.
Really? Dealer's choice on that.
Just curious. Russ, what do you think would be the worst of those three problems?
I'd have thought the toads before, because I think the toads are a pretty big menace, but now I'm starting to wonder if the snails aren't overtaking the toads. Although the dingoes seem unpleasant.
I'm going with dingoes.
Because apparently dingoes will take your baby.
Allegedly.
So I don't know. But isn't a dingo just kind of like a coyote?
I think it's a little bit bigger, a little bit meaner.
Yeah, I think a little bit meaner.
I believe it's closer to like Tasmanian devil. No, that's not what I'm thinking of. Hyena.
Okay. Okay.
Because Tasmanian devil's basically a badger.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're little things.
Them. We can handle them. Hyenas.
Except for that one on Looney Tunes. That guy is a menace.
He's a menace. Problematic, to say the least. You got him. That's, boy, they don't want none of that. But yeah, the hyenas are going to be... They're happy little fuckers, but...
Yeah, but they look like such assholes.
They really do. They seem like a pain in the ass on the Atari.
Right?
Yes.
And on Lion King. I mean, they were kind of bitches on Lion King, but they were assholes.
They seemed like they were pretty unorganized in the Lion King.
Yeah.
It took old Scar to kind of bring all them together. So maybe they're not that big a pain in the ass.
God damn, this one has gotten off.
As long as they stay away from the lions, I think you'd be all right there.
It's when the lions and them team up together that you got issues.
Yes, they're very conspiratorial.
I can see easily led.
Yes.
Just looking for
a cult leader. And on top of that, I'm really putting some of this back on the good lions and the Lion King. I know this one in what y'all listen to this for, but maybe it is. I don't know. So, the bitch lions... The lionesses?
Lionesses, yeah.
The lionesses, which forevermore be the bitch lions. They just sat there and let the fucking hyenas take over until Simba came back. And then they're like, you know, fuck you. And they beat the shit out of all the hyenas.
They apparently could have done it at any time.
Yeah, like that could have been a non-issue from the get-go.
Why didn't they just team up, kick all the hyenas out, whip Scar's ass, and go on about their day?
Because Scar was kind of a pussy through the whole deal anyway.
He's a whiny bitch.
I mean, he only took out one guy, and that was a cheap shot.
Yeah. No, you put it in those terms,
the
Tyler.
Whole deal could have been avoided. Plot Simba holes. Would have never returned.
But then who would have led the pride?
I think the women could have handled it if they had just got off their ass and took care of the hyena problem.
But then they wouldn't have had no more baby lions.
You're telling me there's two male lions in that whole fucking deal? Three?
Yeah. You never watch the National Geographic?
Like, I'm betting another male would have come along.
Well, maybe he's worse than Scar was.
Hyenas wouldn't have followed him. I don't think your everyday ne'er-do-well lion is going to think, you know what I need to do? I need to get these hyenas on my side. And on top of that, they'd already kicked the shit out of the hyenas. So whenever a new guy shows up and says, hey, we're going to take over Pride Rock, the hyenas are going to be like, no, fuck you. We tried that with the last guy.
Or even worse, they got that one dancing lion from the New York City Zoo out of, what, Escape from Madagascar?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, that one, that took some turns.
Well, you know, that's what happens when you start talking about snails.
Some twists.
And Australia, which I'm pretty sure doesn't have lions. But there we are.
Fair point. I think they've got some lions in zoos, but I don't think they have a natural lion.
If you're not going to take this serious, we might as well just wrap it up, Royce.
Fair enough.
Zoo lions aren't going to take over Pride Rock. All right.
We already talked about that.
Let's try out your trivia.
Let's try it out. Give her a whirl.
This is beer trivia, courtesy of my wife. Now, this is a multi-answer question.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give it to you. Okay.
Okay.
A shandy consists of what additional ingredient besides beer?
Fruit.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
Yep.
That's close with fruit. Lemon's a fruit.
It's lemonade, which has water and sugar and obviously lemon juice.
All right. So, which beer is typically the darkest?
I'm going to go with a stout.
Yes.
Okay.
You want a bonus point for the one after that? I'm guessing that's what the circle's for?
The circle.
Well, there's one that's highlighted and then one with the circle over the
I don't know letter. What that means. I threw you the instructions. It's not my fault you didn't read them.
Well, that's true. Other than they didn't make it all the way over here.
Easy is whenever you ask the question with just 50-50 choices. See the highlighted circles.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think what you're picking is the backup.
Nope.
What was it?
Amber. Which I would think would be the...
Well, I don't know. Is a black beer a stout? Because it drinks like a lager.
It is true. I hadn't ever thought about that.
But it's certainly dark.
Very. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. There's a good chance we've got some exciting things coming up in the works with our good friends and sponsors, the Texas Beverage and Package Store.
Yeah, 100%. Go check them out. Buy a bottle of this Pendleton Barrel Select. Or if you want something else, pick out the Blue Note Barrel Select or really anything else off the shelf. Very accommodating people. They'll help you out. They'll tell you what you need to buy.
Yeah.
Also, after you get done buying your liquor, make sure and swing by Ballard's Guns and check out what they got. Maybe you need a new shotgun. Maybe you need a new AR. I don't think they have a whole lot in stock right now, but they can get anything in a couple of days. If you want to go on their website, which is, again, ballardsguns.com, they'll show you everything that they can get, basically. And yes. I think they have a little, they probably can get some other stuff that's not on that website. But for the most part, they've got everything that you want.
If you really want it, I think Carrie will try and track it down for you.
Yeah, but that those are going to be his guns that, you know, he either has it in stock or he can get it in, say, just a week, 10 days. I mean, freight's wonky. Everybody knows that. So make sure and check that out. We appreciate them coming on board. And hopefully we've got more sponsors coming up. Could be you. Let us know.
There you go.
Let us know.
All right, everybody. Stay safe. Have a good week.
See ya.